This recording, Guangxi 10, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onorov, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress in a fleece jacket, picked out her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with the goods waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an officer letter from the vet. The vet implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itch goose began to stretch around officer like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was all choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her paw, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on Comma and give a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and lay her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis, and most immediately she remembered an effective treatment that required her to mare out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this cost of a treatment might be expensive either 5 or 6 times the cost of a penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much. But Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Hello everyone, well, I came from the Guangxi Beihai, and well, you know, the Hai in Chinese means the sea. I am totally crushed on the sea. Well, you know, when I was unhappy or upset and I feel no way well, I will sitting on the beach and seeing the scene, and I will, well, you know, things would change so much. 子曰：学而时习之，不亦说乎？有朋自远方来，不亦说乎？人不知而不愠，不亦君子乎？子曰：诗三百，一言以蔽之，曰思无邪。子游问孝，子曰：今之孝者，是谓能养。至于犬马，皆能有养，不敬何以别乎？子曰：视其所以，观其所由，察其所安，人焉叟哉？人焉叟哉？